Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I was sharing last week and perhaps conclude, and that is, having done all, stand. I'd like to begin by sharing a passage of scripture found in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Beloved, patience is not passive, but we're to be patient while we're doing something, while we are running. Patience is a key element in the makeup of a mature Christian, and we know that that is the ultimate job and purpose of the Holy Spirit, to cause the saints to grow in the knowledge and revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why fivefold ministry is given, so we can all come into the unity of the faith, unto a knowledge of the Son of God, unto the stature of a perfect man, and that is Jesus. James 1 and 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, I'm going to share a few scriptures right now, and most of them from Psalms, and I want to see if you can notice anything. We're going to look at these scriptures and see if what important point is being emphasized. Psalm 37 and 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Psalm 37 and 9 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Psalm 40 and 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalm 33 and 20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Psalm 130 and 6, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Lamentations 3:25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. So often when we think of patience, we think of holding on and having a right heart attitude, and also in terms of words and actions, doing those things until we have relief from whatever the issue is. In other words, waiting for the object of our patience, relief from persecution, for example. However, in these scriptures I just shared with you, the thing that is being emphasized is not the object of our patience, relief or deliverance or whatever, but the object is the Lord. We're waiting on Him. The object of patience is not the thing desired, but the Lord. So what does this mean? This implies a position of faith and trust, faith that God has heard and that He will move according to His will and His good pleasure. And of course, we know that patience is an attribute of the servants of the Lord. 2 Timothy 4 and 2, Paul enjoins him to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. 1 Timothy 3 and 3 describes a bishop, and that is a person who is not given to wine, no striker, nor not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. 2 Timothy 2:24 says, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and patient. Now, I'd like to share with you areas that the enemy works in our lives, and also a definition of patience, the various aspects of patience. We know the enemy can work in the circumstances of our lives. We're to be patient in tribulation, Romans 12:12. We're to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And to be patient in the circumstances of our lives, the definition of patience there, one of the meanings of it is to bear pain or trials without complaint. Now, another area that sometimes is very trying and in areas that the enemy works is our relationship with others. Now here, patience would be showing self-control or calm. You know, that our relationship with others, that is a good way the Holy Spirit uses to get the rough edges off of lively stones, because we're all being placed in a special place together in the temple of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men." And then another definition of patience is steadfast and persevering. And we know in areas in terms of our personal walk, our personal self, that we have to be willing to be faithful and persevering and steadfast, knowing that it is He that is working in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. That He, you know, we can't muster up the willpower to be loving, to be patient, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, He gives us that ability. So what should be our attitude in trials? Well, we know from the Word we should have a deep spiritual joy, patience, the fruit of the Spirit. Why? Because we know God is going to deliver us. This is a spiritual reality. You know, when we look at Jesus, it said when He was considering the cross, now obviously he shrunk from the physical suffering, the abuse, the ridicule, the torture He would endure, but He looked beyond that suffering for what was ahead. And beloved, that's what we need to do. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. Excuse me. He said, "All things are possible unto thee," in Mark 14:36, "take away this cup, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt." Trials are trials, but we can look forward to that, to beyond the trial, to that perfect and accomplished work that He is going to accomplish and perfect in our lives. Like for Jesus, He knew it was the plan of salvation brought to completion. So what is the purpose of trials? Well, obviously, afflictions are not for the purpose of afflictions, but for our spiritual growth. Jeremiah says that the Lord does not willingly or lightly afflict the sons of men. Once I heard a preacher say his favorite words in the Bible were, "And it came to pass." Beloved, take heart. Nothing ever came to stay. So what are we to do in trials? Well, we're to have the full armor of God. We're to use our spiritual weapons to bind and loose those keys of the kingdom. We're to praise and worship God, declare, confess the word of God and our victory. And we have to realize that when we do go through suffering inflicted by the enemy, we're to take our stand and to move in that power and authority He's given us. But for our stand as Christians, we are to reflect the character of Christ, because if they persecuted Jesus, well, they will persecute us. So as I draw this message to a close, one of the most encouraging things that we can consider or think about is how God is patient toward us. That will help us be patient with ourselves and with others. James 5:7 says, "Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain." The Father is the husbandman of the vine. And then this is a beautiful passage from Isaiah 42:4, speaking of Jesus. "He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Praise God. And then a final scripture. Well, maybe I've got one more. Revelation 3 and 10. The Lord tells us, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, speaking to his people, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the earth. And so I've shared these scriptures with you. We've gone these several days over the importance of having done everything, stand, that patience is an invaluable asset and part of our spiritual growth and maturity. And sometimes when prayer is not answered immediately, we have need of patience. But beloved, there's a reward, and that's the final scripture I'll share with you, found in James, the first chapter, verse 12. Blessed, oh, hallelujah, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Praise God. Well, beloved, I thank you for joining me today, and I want to thank you so much for your prayer support for me personally, for the ministry, and I want you to know that I pray for my UCM partners every day, my spiritual family, my natural family, of course, and also for you, my radio family. Some of you may never have written, but know that I pray for you, and I, as the Spirit of the Lord draws you to listen, I pray that he minister to you, and he do that work in your life that you need for him to do, that he alone can do. And so as I bring every broadcast to a close, I do ask that if the Holy Spirit is moving upon you to write, he has a reason for doing it. One of the joys of my heart is the correspondence ministries. I wait before the Lord and pray for the requests that have come in. God does a real work, and so many have testified over the years. It was just the word they needed in due season. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and I thank you for joining me, and pray for whatever the Lord has for us next time. Until then, my love and prayers are with you. And this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.